You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey there, General Hospital fans. Belinda from Soap Dirt, and I've got your early edition spoilers for the week of Monday, March 25th through Friday, March 29th. There is a lot to unpack, and if you have not, please reach down and click subscribe so you don't miss any of our updates. And as we always do with our early edition spoilers, I'm going to run down for you super quick what's happening the rest of this week, just to give you context for what is going on next week. So on Wednesday, March 20th, we've got Chase considering whether he should quit being a cop. He's kind of freaked out over Dante's shooting, and not just him being shot, because it's not that Chase is scared of that, but he's more watching the fallout for Olivia and for everybody, Sam, everybody who loves Dante. And he's picturing like what would happen to BLQ if that happened to him. So he talks to Brooklyn maybe about a job change, which is kind of interesting. Alexis talks to Molly Lansing about what she's planning, I think, with trying to get her license reinstated, and asks what defense she would recommend. So Valentine asks Nina Reeves why she's even bothering to fight for her marriage to Sonny. And Natalia and Sonny keep talking, and he tells her she can't make any presumptions and can't act on information that she doesn't have for sure. Tracy sees a new side of Cody Bell. And that same day, Maxie's son asked Tracy if she's a bad boss. He is definitely defending Cody. Anna and Jagger have some drinks in his hotel room. They are going shot for shot. And she opens up to him about her blind spot about Sonny. I wonder if she is going to tell him about the Dex and Pikeman thing, because we know Jagger might have a link to Pikeman. This could be really interesting. And Anna starts to realize that he's not the jerk she once thought he was, and looks like she might start trusting him, which may or may not be a good idea, considering there's more to him than we see. Thursday, March 21st, we've got Laura and Heather discussing things they have in common. Heather should be out of her surgery. I don't know why they're trying to whitewash her history. It's so weird and messy. Drew comes to Nina with an interesting offer. I'm very intrigued about that. There's a photo shoot for Deception also on Thursday, and things go awry. Michael is in a state kind of listening to Willow panicking on Thursday. She knows that Agent Cates was at the house. She is very worried since she helped Jason. She's kind of aiding and abetting, and she's asking Michael, what if the FBI questions them about Jason? So I don't think Michael's going to flip on him, and I think he's going to try and get Willow to calm down, remind her to call the lawyer, don't answer questions. Friday, March 22nd, we've got Chase and BLQ shocked, and Jason turning to Diane for help. He tells Michael that there's too many people that are getting roped into helping him. He's putting them all at risk. And so he's going to call Diane, and she's going to wonder what took him so long to reach out to her. So by the end of this week, he is still on the loose, and that's a good thing. Sasha Gilmore makes a big decision. I hope it's finally to go out with Cody. My goodness. And Cody and Olivia are comforting each other, which of course, a little worrisome of a spoiler, but I still think Dante's going to come out of this in pretty good shape. And Maxie confronts Lucy about something on Friday. That takes us into the week of March 25th through 29th. So Jason obviously needs Diane to sort this thing out. If he's got to turn himself in to be arrested, you know, he may do that, but he's definitely desperate to clear up the Dante shooting matter so he doesn't drag his family down with him for aiding and abetting, because now we've got Michael, we've got Willow, we've got Danny. It's messy. And, you know, it's clear Agent John Cates is still on the lookout for Jason. And I think the week of March 25th through 29th, we're going to see him amping up his efforts out of desperation. But I just wonder, is he really looking to arrest Jason or to talk to Jason to make sure he doesn't reveal anything about him and their past interactions regarding the RICO threat and the thing that happened between them at Quantico, which is FBI headquarters, looks like where he took him to. Speaking of Jagger and his hard-on to punish Sonny, I wonder if Anna is going to introduce Dex to the FBI agent. And if, I think it'd be pretty interesting if Jagger put Dex to work doing some kind of undercover thing. I mean, obviously Dex is burned where Sonny is concerned, but you never know. And if Dex does this, and even if he just tells Jocelyn that he went to Anna to try and do the right thing, you know, I think that's going to help redeem him in her eyes. I don't think Dex and Jocelyn are done, far from it. That's just my gut feeling about it. I'm hoping we get a miracle for Dante next week, which of course would be a miracle for Sam and Rocco and Olivia and Cody and Sonny and everybody who loves the PCPD detective. And also with Dante waking up, he can confirm that Jason did not shoot him and did first aid, saved his life. Ava's loyalty to Nina is falling apart next week because the art dealer is having a real problem fighting her growing attraction to Sonny Corinthos. And it's kind of interesting that everybody in his life seems to be taking Ava's presence in his home for granted. Like when, you know, Spinelli now knows that she is kind of a trusted, loyal associate of Sonny's. Christina took it in stride that he was spending time with her. Everybody seems to just be like, okay, so that's kind of interesting. And, you know, she's moved in, so she can just stay moved in once they start whatever this thing is that they're going to start. Heather has her surgery, and I am very afraid that we are going to have Laura advocating to Robert, maybe to Molly, about getting the hook killer charges undone. Kind of the same thing they did with Franco so many years ago, which is nuts because redeeming Heather is utterly preposterous. She has been crazy for a long time and doing stabby, murdery, poisony, kidnappy things since the 70s. This is not about her hip replacement. This is about the fact that she is completely and totally bat crap, homicidal, sociopathic, crazy, and she belongs behind bars. If Laura gets Heather out, I think she is going to regret that day. Nina and Drew cutting a deal for whatever proposal he brings to her is not going to be good news for Carly and Jason, is my guess. Drew may want Nina to start publishing some very harsh things about Jason, his criminal record. I don't know. I mean, Drew is being a real twat waffle about his brother, especially considered that Jason almost died trying to save his life and Britt's life and Liesl's life. So it's just, I think, going to be one more way that Nina's making things worse between her and Sonny. And can you imagine what she might have that new gossip guy write about Sonny and Ava if she finds out that they are starting a romance? Look forward to Jason reunions with other family members once he's out of hiding in coming days. And of course, we will have full spoilers soon, plus 2 week spoilers, casting news, and much more. Please click subscribe if you haven't already. That is all of our weekly early edition GH spoilers. Drop your comments on what you're excited to see and be sure and come back soon. We are the number one soap opera channel here on YouTube, and we are talking General Hospital 7 days a week. And as always, I'm your host, Belinda from Soap Dirt.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast, because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.